वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of January, 1975, in Tokyo, Japan.
You have discussed last night some of the divine characteristics and Abhayam Sattva Samsuddhi, like that, 16 divine characteristics and here the demonic characteristics. We can understand a thing by analysis of characteristics. In the chemical laboratory, things are tested by characteristics. Just like this chemical, color is like this, shape is like this, then taste is like this, chemical reaction is like this. They are stated for each and every chemical, and we can understand the purity by the characteristic. The characteristic is also called dharma. Just like a snake, the snake characteristic is that unnecessarily, without any offense, it bites, and the animal which is bitten, he dies. This is the characteristic. Without any fault, the snake is going, and the other animal is going, go, but the characteristic of snake is unnecessary bites. This is the characteristic. Chanakya says, sarpakrura khala krura, sarpath kuratara khala, that two kinds of krura, envious animals are there. One is the snake, and the other is envious man. So Chanakapani says that both of them envious, but the envious man is more dangerous than the envious snake. Why? Because the snake can be brought into submission by herbs and mantra. There are snake charmers. They chant mantras and they apply some herb, and the snake come under subjugation. But khalakena nivarjate, by the snake-like man, he cannot be subdued at any cost. So there are characteristics. By the characteristics we can understand who is a godly man and who is a demonic man. So they are stated. And the next verse is there, daivi sampad vimokkhaya. If one has this divine characteristic, then he is eligible for going to the spiritual world, vimokkhaya. daivi sampad vimokkhaya nibandhaya asuri mata. But these demonic characteristics, dambha dattva abhimanascha parisham ajnanam sampad asuri, if you develop this kind of characteristic, then it is our material bondage. So we are the cause of material bondage and freedom from material world. We are ourselves at the cause. There is no other cause. Simply, we have to develop either these demonic characteristics or the divine characteristics. So human life is meant for developing divine characteristics, not the demonic. Demonic characteristic is already there. Just like dambha, a dog has also pride. I am this dog. And fox terrier, I am this, I am that. The dambha is there, even in the dog, even in the lower animal, even in the cat. But divine characteristic, I am so low. Tinadapi sunitada. I am lower than the grass. I am lower than the grass. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. What is this dhamma? Why I should be pride? What is this pride? So that is ignorance, due to ignorance. When one man is unnecessarily proud, that means it is due to ignorance. And Chaitanya Charitamrita author, he describes himself that I am lower than the worms in the stew. Purusher kit haite muhisha logista. Jagai madai haite muhisha papista. Adambittam in the ninth chapter. Just the opposite. Why I shall be proud? What I have got? I am humble servant of Krishna. Let me discharge my duties. But if one is proud after becoming a pure servant of Krishna, that is very good. That dambha, that pride is very glorious. I am servant of Krishna. That is very nice. One has got the tendency to become proud. So if one is proud to become a cat and dog or a tiger or a so-called big man of this material world, that is for his bondage. Asuri, daivi sampad vimokkhaya. That is, daivi, if you become proud in daivi sampad, if you become proud by becoming the most confidential servant of Krishna, the same pride is for your liberation. And if you become proud that I am minister or I am big dog, that is for nibandhaya, your bondage, you will continue material life. By your spiritual pride, of course we must be proud after being situated in the spiritual platform. Otherwise that is also ignorance. So, two things are there, daivi sampad and asuri sampad. Asuri sampad means more and more entanglement and bondage within this material world, and daivi sampad means your freedom from material world. So, first of all, you must decide what you want. Whatever you want, you will have. Krishna is very kind. If you want to remain bound up by the laws of material nature within this material world, karanam gunasangasya, as you contaminate the different material modes of nature, we get different situation of life, different forms of body, different circumstances. Krishna has arranged everything very accurate. His arrangement is very perfect. Parasya shakti vividaiva sriyati. when he does something, he desires only, by his desire the energies are there. Immediately the energy works. Just like you have got some energy, if you desire, immediately it begins to work. You have got experience. Similarly, we have got limited number of energies, and Krishna has got unlimited number of energies. So, if we desire to become something unlimitedly, Krishna can supply you your necessities unlimitedly. Jeyathamang prapadyante. That freedom is there. If you want to remain as a demon, then Krishna will supply you all the ingredients, how you can flourish as a demon. Just like there was Hiranyakashipu and there was Prahlad. Prahlad was being supplied a spiritual advancement of life, necessities. And Hiranyakashipu was being supplied for demonic status of life. So it is Krishna's pleasure that whatever you want, you can get it. You get all advantage by Krishna. If you want to become a demon, Krishna will supply. All right, you become a demon. Take whatever you want from me, he'll give. Similarly, if you want to become a demigod, a devotee, Krishna will supply all the necessities. Now it is my choice whether I shall become a demon and whether I shall become a devotee. This is my choice. Krishna is equal to everyone. Samoham sarvabhutesu. Otherwise, how is God? If he is partial to somebody, then he is not God. He must be equal. He is equal to the devotee and non-devotee. Whatever the non-devotee is want, Krishna supplies. And whatever the devotee is want, Krishna supplies. But he is very much pleased with the devotee. Therefore, his supplies are very immediate. And the demonic supply, that will depend on his work, karma. It will depend on the karma. And devotee supplies, because this is bhakti, it is immediately there. That is the difference. Krishna says that. Jetu bhajantimang prithya tesu te mai. There are millions of living beings. Some of them are devotees, and many of them are non-devotees. So, Krishna is kind to the non-devotees also. Whatever he wants, he'll give it. But the necessities of the devotee is the first consideration for Krishna. Jetu bhajanti mang prithya tesu te mai. That is Krishna's. As the devotee, he is only searching the opportunity how to serve Krishna. Similarly, Krishna is also very eager to serve the devotee. That is a reciprocation of devotion and service. Now it is our choice whether we want to become a devotee or whether we want to remain a demon. That is my choice. Krishna says that you give up this demonic engagement and surrender to me. That is Krishna's desire. But if you do not agree with Krishna's desire, if you want to enjoy your own desire, then also Krishna is also pleased. He will supply you the necessities. But that is not very good. We should agree to Krishna's desire. We should not allow our desires, demonic desires, to grow. That is called tapasya. Our desires we should sacrifice. That is called sacrifice. We should only accept Krishna's desire. That is the instruction from the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna's desire was not to fight. But Krishna's desire was to fight. Just the opposite. Arjuna ultimately agreed to Krishna's desire. Yes. Karishe vachanam dama. Yes. I'll act according to your desire. That is bhakti. This is the difference bhakti and karma. Karma means to fulfill my desires. And bhakti means to fulfill Krishna's desire. That is the difference. Now you make your choice. Whether you want to make your desires fulfilled, or if you want to make Krishna's desire fulfilled. If you make your decision to make Krishna's desire fulfilled, then your life is success. That is your Krishna conscious life. Krishna wants it, I must be. I will not do anything for me. That is Vrindavan. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are trying to fulfill Krishna's desire. The cowherd's voice, the calves, the cows, the trees, the flowers, the water, the gopis, the elderly inhabitants, Mother Yashoda, Nanda, they are all engaged in fulfilling Krishna's desire. That is Vrindavan. So, you can turn this material world into Vrindavan, provided you agree to fulfill the desires of Krishna. That is Vrindavan. And if you want to fulfill your own desires, that is material. This is the difference between material and spiritual. The same thing, this house is a house, the next door is a Karmi's house, and this house is a temple. Now what is the difference? The difference is, in this house, everyone is engaged to fulfill Krishna's desire. And the other house, everyone is engaged in fulfilling his own desire. Therefore, it is temple and that is house. Otherwise, from the external feature, where is the difference? The same stone, the same wood, the same plants, the same land, the same kitchen, everything is same. And the business is the same. But here, the business is to satisfy Krishna. And the other house says, the business is to satisfy one's own senses. That is the difference between calm and prem. When you try to fulfill the desires of Krishna, that is prem. And when you want to fulfill your own desires, that is calm. That's no other. It's like the gopis. The gopis are going to Krishna, being captivated by the beauty of Krishna. Just a young girl becomes captivated by seeing a very nice boy, or a nice boy is captivated to see the beauty of a girl. These are sense gatvas. There is no praying, there is calm. But the gopis, they are going to Krishna. Superficially, the same thing, like the young girls are going to a young boy. But they are going for Krishna's satisfaction, not for their own satisfaction. That is the sublime. Therefore, gopis are so held in estimation even by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramma kachi dupasana brajabadhu bhargabhija kali. There is no better type of upasana, worship, than it was conceived by the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that. That the topmost method of worshipping Krishna is the type of worship offered by the gopis. Topmost. Gopi bhava rasam tabdhila hari kallola madhuro moho bandi rupa sanatanam ragujigo sri jiva gopa. The Goswamis are always thinking of the gopis' service to Krishna. Gopi bhavara samitabhi. So, now, the two things are there. The divine characteristic and the demonic characteristic. Both of them are there. Now you have to select which one you want. if you actually want to love Krishna, then take this divine characteristic. There is no cause of helplessness. Just like amanitam, here it is said, dambho, adambhittam, adambhittam, without any dambha. Here it is said, abhayam sattva samsiddhi jnana juva avasthiti. So you can practice this. That is devotional life. You have to practice this. If you want to be divine, your characteristics have to be changed.